Hello, and welcome to Just One Thing. I'm Brad Stearns, here with Lisa Stearns, and we're your hosts on this weekly exploration of simple ways to enhance your relationships, improve your health, manage your stress, and just be happier. Now settle in while we discuss Just One Thing.
Good day, howdy. And welcome to the next episode of Just One Thing. Just One Thing is the podcast of mindfulliving.today. You can find us on Facebook at The Mindful Couple. We have a great Facebook group. We would love you to join and include some positive thoughts at Mindful Living Today with Lisa and Brad. We're also on Instagram. If you like us and you listen to us, we would love for you to subscribe. Whatever particular application you use to listen to podcasts, please click subscribe, and we would much appreciate that.
I just noticed we're in the same color.
Ooh, we're matching.
We're matching today.
Reminds me, we used to ride our tandem bike. We used to have matching outfits, so we were quite fancy. Today we are going to talk about you are always enough. And that sort of falls into the category of, I'll just call it, radical self-acceptance. It's something that Lisa and I talk about quite a bit, something that I sometimes have trouble with, and I'll get into that as we go along. So when you say you are always enough, sort of what does that mean to you? And are there any examples that you've gone through or a client or a friend have gone through for you that points out the importance of that?
Thousands of stories.
Well, listen, you have a couple.
How much time do you have? I grew up with parents who had very high expectations, and I never felt like I met whatever it was my parents were lovely. They in my mind, for me, they had very high expectations.
This is behavior, academics, whatever the category was, the bar was high.
And I know for myself, I had very high expectations of myself. So I think I kind of took their expectations and multiplied it 10 times.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
We are often our own worst enemy. And that's why, to me, this whole topic falls into radical self-acceptance.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so most of the dialogue that was going on in my head up through my middle 40s was, I'm not good enough. Like, whatever it is, I'm not good enough. I didn't do that well enough. It wasn't right. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't everything. And so you end up in this constant state of displeasure and a lack of acceptance of both yourself and your humanity, what you are actually capable of doing within any given moment of any given time. Okay. And life expectations change, lives change with jobs and children and marriage and relationships and whatever. And so you can't expect to have that same standard across the board, because sometimes it is too much.
Well, yeah. And particularly, you mentioned having children and changes in life. I mean, there are times in your life when there literally is just too much on your plate.
Absolutely.
And you just can't optimize each of those things. There's just not enough time in the day, in the week, in the year to optimize and be the best at all of those things.
Right.
And if you have those high expectations, if you think, well, I'm not enough, well, you aren't.
Right. Right. And you can't be. And so you are setting yourself up for failure in thinking that you can meet all those expectations. You can live up to all of, whether it's yours or others.
Yeah, and I think whether it's parents, whether it's social media, whether it's yourself, we all, for whatever, have all these examples. And so the example of what can be done category is so high that you can't meet all of those.
Right, right. And you have, when you look at, especially at social media, you have no idea what is going on behind the post.
No. and the person who looks so beautiful and does so much, maybe having a nervous breakdown on the other side,
they may
be using a filter that makes them look like a movie star when, the reality is not quite that.
Well, I know somebody commented on our trip that we took to Maine, which we did not enjoy ourselves, but I love architecture. And so, I took lots of pictures of, isn't this pretty? And the beach was pretty and all that kind of stuff. And when I came home and talked to her, she had no idea. She said, well, from your pictures,
you had a great time.
It looked like fantastic vacation.
And I don't feel like we curate our posts or anything.
Oh, no.
And I just want to put up there, this is what I did today.
Right.
I guess it, I guess I put a positive face on most things, but
you that's know, how some, you and I see things.
Some
days,
well, and some days I'm not feeling so good, and some days I don't do as much as I wanted to do, and so I, you know, I'm not always meeting my own expectations, and but I do accept that those are the things. And I think one of the things that prompted this discussion was, I think maybe you posted it.
I shared it from somebody.
But it was something like, if you're only feeling, you know,
capable
of 40% today, and you gave 40% of your effort. Well, that's 100%.
That's 100%.
That's all you can give today.
Right.
And that's
a win.
That's plenty. That's a win. That's like, you are always enough.
Exactly. Exactly. Because really very few of us, I truly believe very few people are slackers. I truly believe very few people are not trying their best to do whatever.
To have a good relationship,
right.
To do their job as best they can, to do the schooling as best they can, but your energy goes up and down. Your the time in your day goes up and down.
Your attention span goes up and down.
But sometimes you may just, you know, you just want to do something that is fun.
Right.
And that seems like you're being a slacker, but your brain and your body saying, you need to do this fun thing. I don't want to do this hard thing. And that's okay.
That's okay.
There are some ramifications to that, but it's okay. It's enough to do that today.
Yes.
Now, one of the things that was always tough for me, and one of the things that was made me reluctant to really discuss this topic for a long time, is I found, at least in my own initial thinking, that when you set goals, when you have things that you want to accomplish, when there are things that you want to improve on about yourself,
right?
In terms of, you know, maybe it's your behaviors, maybe it's your, you know, some athletic goal you have, maybe it's a career goal that you have. I thought that the acceptance of myself today precluded, you know, striving for getting forward, getting better. Because how could I want to get better if I was already satisfied with what I am today?
Right.
And sort of what I have found is, I don't think you can like wrangle too much with what the words mean.
Uh-huh.
And just like, okay, I am okay. I am all of me today. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of accepting myself. But I can still have goals.
Right.
I can still work towards things. I can still work damn hard at things.
Right.
And that's not incompatible with
I'm good enough now.
I'm everything I need to be. I'm good enough now. Everything is fine just today. I'm all that I need to be.
Well, and I think what that really, at least my understanding, from my own experience, I believe that the tug there comes with expectation. So if you are really tied to expectation and outcome, then you get very caught up in that, have to keep going, have to keep doing, it has to be bigger, better, whatever. But I think if you are just, you just want to continue to be your best self.
Yeah. And
there's a different mindset way.
And I think too, if you come to enjoy the process in the moment,
that is it.
You know, in terms of being a friendlier person, you know, being a healthier person, what all those things are, where all those little, you know, I want to do this today, all those check boxes can be compatible with radical self-acceptance in the moment. But it's okay this is how I spend my day, basically improving, being happier, being nicer, doing more.
Right. As long as there isn't self negative talk involved with it, as long as there isn't disappointment involved with it.
And in some things now I've sort of ratcheted back. My goal is to do less in this area.
Right.
And that's okay
too. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's a very challenging thing. And I guess I'm curious what approach or method did you use when you decided to embrace this mindset?
I don't know if it was, I always talk to the guys at the gym. I say, like, you know, just becoming older, you're just less angry most of the time. You're less competitive. And I don't know if it's because we become wiser as we get older, and I truly believe there's some biology involved,
right?
Particularly for men, because I think as you begin to lose some of your testosterone, that makes you a little more competitive, a little more aggressive, a little more challenging of yourself and wanting to get better.
Right.
I think you do allow yourself to become a little, I don't want to say less, but a more accepting of, I don't have to be the best. I don't have to rise to the top. I don't have to step on other people's shoulders, you know, to get to the top. I don't have to constantly be comparing myself with other people or comparing myself to myself yesterday and wanting to always be better, more.
Right.
And I just think it's a constant look at You know, where am I? What makes me the happiest? What makes me the best person?
Right.
And I think when I think about what the best person is, I think that's just shifted over time as I've become exposed to more, to the realization that being a more giving, loving, compassionate person actually makes me better.
A better person.
And it actually makes me feel happier inside. So it's almost, right. I'm almost doing it for myself, but
absolutely,
it's for others. So sort of enlightened self-interest. And the more and more I have embraced that, I think that acceptance has become a more powerful and a bigger part of my life.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, I remember having a very clear thought of, I'm tired of being the person that I am.
Mm. Mm.
You know, I am just so tired of the struggle and the self-doubt and the self-criticism and the constant
disappointment
yeah, and chatter in my head about how I wasn't meeting up, making it, you know, making the grade and meeting expectations and that kind of stuff. And it, and consequently, I was very unhappy, you know, because if you're always feeling disappointed with yourself, mm-hmm, then you're not happy. And so that realization, I actually, to change my mindset, I used an affirmation.
I know those are very powerful.
And I just started saying, I am enough exactly as I am. And that was, anytime a negative thought arose, mm-hmm, that was my go-to. And as soon as the negative thought arose, I would just take a breath and I would say, nope, you know what? In this moment, I am good enough exactly as I am.
And you talk about that too. I know for me, when I'm reflecting back as you're talking, I'm thinking back about myself. And I know, you know, for most of my life, especially young adulthood, I'm a very competitive person.
Right.
You know, always trying to do better, do this, do that. And, you know, I came to a realization, I think mid-career for me, that, you know, it just wasn't a way to live. It was it was sort of a dead end, not for a career, but it's dead end in terms of happiness in life. And I realized, you know, I wanted to be, when I say happy, I mean sort of satisfied and okay with myself and sort of at peace.
Right.
Every day. And, you know, if you're constantly competing and you're rising up in an organization, the competitions get fiercer because the skills of your mm-hmm competitors, you know, get closer and closer to your own. And pretty soon, whereas, you know, I always got every job I wanted, I always got this promotion, I always got that promotion, as I'm rising towards the top, well, now I'm competing with other people who have the same experience.
Right.
And all of a sudden, well, ooh, I didn't get that job I wanted. And then maybe it happened again. And now as the competition gets more and more close to where, you know, you're among a peer group, you realize, well, maybe I can't win at all or all the time.
Right.
And you think, well, that's really disappointing, and that really makes me unhappy.
Yes.
And you realize that's going to happen more and more often, and you have to reevaluate, you know, your whole approach to your career and your life and think, I'm okay
right
now, and that's okay, and I can still do these other things. I can still have these goals. I can still try to do more and better.
Right.
But the expectation has to be reduced. The acceptance of where I am and what I do had to be there. And it's just, it took a while
to do that.
And, you know, I'm thinking literally a decade or more to grapple with all of those life changes and
become
more
accepting.
Well, because
you go through a long period of years where you're just unhappy.
And you don't even know it, perhaps.
You know, right.
You know, because I know fiercely competing all the time is just
exhausting.
And you are not happy because you're constantly looking over your shoulder.
It's a treadmill you're running that you're never getting anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, when that's the motivation, you can run all you want. You're still on a treadmill.
So, you know, I don't know that we've made a great point here at all or not, but, you know, I think the fact that, you know, you need to be accepting of yourself and whatever you bring to the table today is okay.
Right.
That's enough. I think that's the key thing we wanted to bring to this particular episode. But is there one thing in this context that you could sort of give to or recommend to our listeners?
I think, you know, it's so frequently the same as all the other, all the other things. But I really think that each and every one of us needs to pause. Even those of us who have made the journey, who have grasped this concept, who have made the change, you still need to be vigilant. You need to pause and listen to the dialogue in your head and find those points of the moments where you are saying you're not good enough.
Yeah, and I think, you know, even if you've set goals within that context, you're not going to make them every day.
Right.
you know, sometimes you just can't do it. And I think to go back and say, that's okay, I am enough
right now. I did my best.
That's all you need to do. Right. And that brings you a sense of peace. You know, even though that day didn't go maybe not the way you liked it, and you are uncomfortable with that, but it's okay, and you can recover from that sooner and find the peace to then go on to do what you want to do tomorrow.
Yes, acceptance creates an opening. It opens a door. So instead of feeling like you're constantly bumping up against failure, the acceptance
it's just life, it's change. Right. You're doing the best you can.
Yeah.
And so I think that's all we will say for today.
I think a really important topic,
It is.
Yes.
And I think it's like the thing you posted today with our group, you know, you're going to fall back into your old patterns. But the more you grapple with it, the more you think about it, the more you contemplate it, the sooner you're recognizing that you're back into that old pattern and you're able to get out of it sooner. And that's a major victory.
Oh,
so
my gosh,
you
yes.
begin to do it less and less. You get out of it sooner and sooner. You never erase it completely, but your life just becomes so much more peaceful and you get more life satisfaction, more happiness.
You got it.
Until next time, this has been Just One Thing.